From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Whenever people tell me how artistic my 4-year-old daughter Olivia is, I think, anything but that. Maybe during the Renaissance, when artists had patrons and kings commissioned portraits and cathedral ceilings were blank canvases. Or even during the WPA. Sure, it was a depression and everyone was hungry, but at least the government was keeping a handful of muralists and photographers employed. But to be an artist today is to suffer. No job security, no career ladder, no 401k. While everyone else is socking away a retirement, the painter is scrimping to buy art supplies and the writer is saving for a laptop. The performer is maxing out his credit cards to take classes in singing or acting or dance. Unless you're a trust fund baby or marry a rich spouse, all artists face a future of 2 small apartments, necessary day jobs, and daily, unending compromise. I spent 10 years in New York City chasing my own artistic dreams. I wanted to dance on Broadway and write the great American novel. Instead, I slept on fold-out sofas in other people's living rooms and supported myself as a legal proofreader on the night shift. When I woke up exhausted at 30, everyone I knew had returned to the suburbs, a baby in arms and another one on the way. But my daughter is sensitive. It's who she is. I can't change that, even if I wanted to. "Look at the moon," was her first full sentence as she patted a spot beside her and pointed to the sky. "See, pink," she said at sunset. Once I observed that a shade of blue crayon looked happy, and she nodded as she rolled it between her palms. There are so many blues that are sad. My greatest hope for Olivia is that she'll succeed where I failed, that she'll find a way to express her talents that doesn't involve hardship. My daughter deserves to paint her own canvas, to write her own life story. Like all children, she deserves to become her own work of art. With a Perspective, I'm Jessica O'Dwyer.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.